entertainer.
Yeah.
What up?
Congratulations, man, on Who Wants to Be a Millionaire, man. Oh, yeah.
Yeah, man, that's big. That's I'm up here in New York now doing the rehearsals, man. So that's going to be fun, taking over this big, iconic game show, man. And people excited about it. I'm excited. You know, I'm just being in everybody's house every day. You ain't going to be able to get rid of Sid. I'm there every day.
Hey, Sid, any of your family members been calling trying to get you to get them on there?
Yeah, they all think that's how it works. And they don't even want to be full millionaires. They like said, can I just be like a 30,000-aire? Is there a way?
So, Sid, so which family member called you up and what did they say to you, Sid?
Oh, man, just a couple of cousins. Mainly my aunts on my, you know, mama's side. They all called. They all wanted to come on as a group.
Right.
I said, no, this ain't Family Feud. This is a millionaire. You play one at a time.
And they just want to win like $30,000.
That's all. They would be happy. Of course, if they won a million, cool. But they know they're not that bright. They know they don't know a lot of the bigger, smarter answers.
But Real Talk said, I heard that they're like right now holding contestant auditions across the country. What do they look for in people when they're auditioning to be on the show Who Wants to Be a Millionaire?
Well, you have to take a series of tests. So you do have to be kind of, you know, savvy. It's like people who play crossword puzzles, you know.
Right.
But also, you know, made for television. They got to be animated. You're looking for people that's not like cartoon characters, but people who got real personalities, you know, that's willing to, you know, jump up and down and run and do crazy stuff on TV, but not Price is Right style. You know, we don't need you to come in there dressed like a hot dog.
I mean, how many millionaires has this show created since it's been out? Because, like, a lot of times I watch the show, I see people get oh so close, but I've never seen a millionaire yet.
Yeah, no, this show is, it's done very few actual millionaires, but it's given away the most money in any other game show than any other game show, I think, in American history. So they've given away a lot of money, but it's only been very few millionaires.
Well, congratulations on your second season of The Soul Man.
Yeah.
Soul Man. Soul Man. Yeah. Yeah, it comes on tonight. I'm excited, man. I'm glad people are enjoying the show. Great summer, you know, summer show to watch, you know, TV Land on cable. Niecy and I, you know, Wesley Jonathan, John Beasley, everybody having a blast, man. And everybody who loves the show, continue to watch it. Tell friends. But, you know, it's going to be funny. We got, like, you know, like Jamie Kennedy on the show tonight. It's going to be pretty crazy.
Awesome. Well, congratulations on everything. Oh, also, we just got news that Charles Ramsey, remember the dude in Cleveland that helped rescue the three young ladies?
Yeah,
they said
he didn't
get
away.
They say he's totally broke. Maybe you can get him on Who Wants to Be a Millionaire or an extra on your show.
Yeah, anytime you're on television with no front teeth, that's a dead giveaway. Dead giveaway. Yeah, something is not going right in your life. You a grown man with no front teeth, dead giveaway.
Right. Hey, man, congratulations on everything, man. The Soul Man.
Tonight, man, on TV Land. Check your local listings. Y'all tune in. It'll be on tonight, man, and A Millionaire Starts in the Fall. Rick, always love, brother.
Hey, thank you for everything, Sid. And Sam, tell us about the new movie right quick, Disney's Planes.
Oh, man, the big Disney animated film Planes coming out August 9th. You know, it's like the movie Cars, but we're airplanes. And I play a voice of Leadbottom. I'm an old crop dust the airplane in there, and you know, it's one of those great movies for the family, the kids, you know, to go out. But if you like cars, you're gonna love Planes. So I just put it to you that way.
Ladies and gentlemen, the one and only Cedric the Entertainer.
Yeah.